Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.
Let's give the context under which your administration is working with the order of AHEPA Incorporated, and we should say this is a voluntary administration.
Correct. So, because it's an association, I do have the powers under the Corporations Act to be the voluntary administrator and take control of the association. So those powers are given to me pursuant to Section 54 of the Associations Incorporations Act 2009. And what it does, it imports the Corps Act that I work under normally to run the administration. So in a normal voluntary administration, I take control of the company, all actions are frozen, and I do an investigation into the affairs of the company, and I then make recommendations to the creditors.
Yeah. So let's give the context again. The reason why the Order of AHEPA New South Wales Incorporated entered this voluntary administration is because there is the amount of $3 million that is owed to creditors, correct?
That's correct, Alex. So the company, the membership committee that appointed me, they determined that the company was insolvent or likely to become insolvent. So that was the conduit to being appointed the administrator.
So this amount of $3 million is owed to which creditors?
Primarily for legal fees, for the costs of the proceedings and the cost of the appeal, and some other legal fees over the last couple of years.
So what is the total amount of that?
The total amount of that is probably in the vicinity of about 2.5, and the rest is made up of other sort of unsecured creditors. Now, those numbers at the moment are not, in terms of legal fees, they're not substantiated at the moment. Now, I won't be able to get down to any of that till I get some traction on what the future of the association is going to be.
So when you mean what the future of the association is going to be, what exactly do you mean?
Well, under the Corporations Act and as the administrator, when I report to creditors, I have to make, apart from my investigations, I have to then make recommendations to creditors. The only recommendations under the Corporations Act I can make is either to return the company to its directors, or in this case, the management committee. And as I said last night, that's unlikely because the company would still be insolvent, so I can't do that. The second option is to provide what's called a deed of company arrangement to me, which that's a normal mechanism for creditors to either compromise their debts for a certain amount in the dollar, or failing a deed proposal or not a good enough deed proposal, the only other option I can recommend is to liquidate a company, or in this case, the association.
So when will this be determined? I mean, the course of action of either those three options that you just mentioned.
There's a second meeting that will be going out in the next couple of weeks, a notice of meeting with my recommendations and also my findings, any of my findings in my investigations. Now, that meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday, the 14th of October. Now, absence of any proposals or anything like that, it's more than likely that I'll adjourn that meeting for up to 45 business days, which I'm allowed to under the Corporations Act, in order to give, if there are any proponents of a deed, more time to provide that to me.
Now, if the option is liquidation, what sort of assets are we talking about? What are the assets the Order of AHEPA of New South Wales Incorporated holds? And what is their value, approximate value?
Look, it's essentially, as I said to the creditors at the first meeting, we're looking at real property at Elizabeth Street, Surry Hills, somewhere between $10 million and the properties out at Rockdale, there's two adjoining properties there, somewhere between 5 and 6. Now, that's what their indicative values at the moment from the members of the committee, but I'm getting them, you know, appraised at the moment for my report, so I can get a gauge on what it is. So the company, absence of some issues regarding how the operations of the association work, there's more than enough assets to cover the liabilities. The problem is that the committee of management didn't have the power to, you know, do anything without, you know, a special resolution of the members to borrow money and do all sorts of things. So that's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, someone may put up a deed where, you know, it would have to provide 100 cents in the dollar to repay the creditors.
By the way, there is also, I believe, a property in Chippendale, in the area of Chippendale?
No, Surry Hills, which has a mortgage on it to Judo Bank.
Okay. So approximately, because there has been speculation about the value of the assets, can you give like a rough estimate of the total value?
Look, I've said to the creditors, it's somewhere between, I know it's a bit of a wide range, but absence of my valuations at the moment, and the committee saying somewhere between 10 to 15 million.
Yeah. However, let's not forget that we're in the middle of a pandemic, so
yes.
That, of course, does affect valuations and generally speaking the course of action.
Yeah, look, I take your point, but look, absence of any appraisals that I'm waiting on, I can't speculate any more than what I've been told, and those numbers, you know, those numbers have been put into the balance sheet, so at the moment, yes, absence of a pandemic, things would be easy, but look, as we all know, commercial properties at the moment, you know, and I'm no expert property valuer, but anecdotally, yeah, things are not great. But look, at this stage, I'm not in any realization mode of properties.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so finally, what is the next step from here?
The next step is that we're finalizing our report to the creditors, which will go out about the 7th of October. Then that'll convene what's called the second meeting of creditors. I'll have a meeting that day. I can probably give an update to creditors at that meeting about what's been occurring. And I can say that there are proponents of a deed out there. I haven't received any deeds of a company arrangement at this stage. But I think at this stage, I will be adjourning that meeting to give extra time for people to, you know, put the deed to me. If there is deeds, and I don't, you know, I'm being told there's deeds maybe coming, but at this stage I haven't seen it. So the next stage is basically us finalising the report, sending it out and holding the second meeting.
I would like to thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alex. Nice talking to you.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν? Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.